Så tænker jeg på det der med catching tails, og det der med drømmen og virkeligheden. Og så tænker jeg på det der med den der, så fik jeg bare det billede, den der slange, der bed sig selv i halen.
Mm.
En Ouroboros. Og så fik jeg lige i mellemtiden lukket ned for den fane, hvor at det, der stod noget om den på. Men det er jo ligesom den, som... jamen, ja, det er jo bare som symbol på altings enhed. Og så tænker jeg også bare på den der... Det, ja. Nå. Jeg tabte den, kære lytter. Jeg tabte den. Men jeg har glemt en anden ting, som jeg synes var sjov i forhold til det der med Chris Brown, ja. Som var, at hans accent... Altså, kunne vi lige snakke bare sådan 3 sekunder om hans...
Om Chris Browns accent?
Ja.
Hvad tænker du om den?
Jamen, det er det der, at han er lidt forvirret, fordi at han gerne vil lidt... Fordi at han skal appellere til et afrikansk publikum, så prøver han ligesom at... Men måden han ligesom sagde, fina på, det var ret kikset. Så sådan. Ja.
Vi kan bede. Det var ret kikset.
Vi kan bede for ham. Ja. Jeg synes, mere.
Hvad skal vi nu høre?
Jamen, jeg synes, du skal komme med noget mere, for jeg kunne rigtig godt lide der, hvor vi lige var henne.
Okay.
Men du behøver ikke, at du skal blive det samme sted. Nej, okay. Det er ikke på den måde. Jeg kan bare godt lide, når der kommer noget for dig. Fordi jeg har været meget sådan en lille puppe af dejlig R&B og dejlig vokal. Og
mega
bare
dejlig.
Rigtig, sådan rigtig jollerne musik.
Mega dejlig. Helt vildt dejlig. Jamen så, jeg har sidste afsnit, der nåede jeg lige præcis ikke at spille noget fra det der bulgarske kor, som kommer.
Ja.
Det er lidt uden for puppen af dejlig R&B, men det er stadig dejlige stemmer. Og jeg fandt faktisk, det var rigtig godt, at vi ikke hørte det sidste gang, fordi i mellemtiden fandt jeg nemlig en optagelse, som jeg synes var ret sjov at høre lige inden. Det er bare det to korte, eller de tager lige 2 minutter. Fordi der som sagt kommer det her bulgarske meget anerkendte kor og spiller på spillestedet Alice til september.
wait for it.
Og... Der er bare en stolt tradition for bulgarsk kormusik, og den tager de ligesom med til København. blandt andet var der en kæmpe revival i 90'erne, da de var på Kate Bush's albums. Altså ikke lige præcis det her kor.
Nogle andre.
Men et andet bulgarsk kvindekor. ja, som har sunget meget med Kate Bush. Og så undersøgte jeg bare lige lidt... videre om det her kor. Og det der er altså sådan ret, altså ja, det er bare en meget særlig tradition, men det er ligesom mange, altså det er meget sådan intricate rytmer, og det er meget flotte melodier. Jeg overvejede faktisk lidt om, altså fordi det jo ikke er så langt fra Montenegro, som vi har hørt noget musik af med Mia Milo, altså det kor, som Mia Milovic havde lavet musik med.
Mm-hmm. Klappekor.
Ja, præcis. Det kan være, man kan høre sådan små hvad siger man, geografiske overlap måske i noget folkemusik. Fordi der er også, det refererer ligesom også til en masse bulgarsk folkemusik, mange af de her ting, de synger. Og så kom jeg til at tænke på, at vi jo også har talt om sådan der work songs her.
Ja.
Så tænker jeg, at det måske var lidt sjovt at høre noget bulgarsk work music, som sådan en introduktion til det her bulgarske kor. Jeg ved ikke, hvem der synger det her. Det er to kvinder, der synger. Og de synger ligesom... det er sådan ofte, altså Okay, jeg fandt, det var fordi, der var et rigtig godt quote. Jeg skal lige høre her, fordi jeg synes, det var så sødt. Apparently, this kind of singing was what women did when they were noodling around, sliding into and out of notes until the ears buzzed. Så den her, altså buzz, som i sådan en buzz, ikke busted, men...
Ja, altså sådan...
Altså, fordi, det begynder at snore for ørerne, ikke? Fordi ja. Det er så tæt på hinanden, og fordi man ligesom glider ind og ud af de her toner.
Ja, fordi det er jo også, det er jo ret, det er ret meditativt.
Altså. Totalt. Så det var sådan meget i markarbejde, når man så enten var færdig med en række, eller hvis man havde brug for en pause, så står man op, og så synger man noget musik, der lyder sådan her.
Ja, men det er fordi, har du nogensinde hørt om det der, hende der Katrine Sadolin, vocal, complete vocal technique?
Nej.
Det er bare sådan noget, det er sådan en sangerteknik, hvor der er nogle forskellige, der er nogle forskellige måder at synge på. Og så er der sådan noget, der hedder twang, som det her meget er.
Ja.
Fordi der var noget ved det her, som... Altså, udover at det, med, det der med, jeg godt, altså, at der er sådan noget, der ligesom er religiøst, og sådan, og der er, eller sådan, og worksong og det hele, så var der også noget, der bare mindede mig om sådan, om, sådan noget at være teenager, og sådan piger, der var gode til at synge.
Ja.
Og sådan nogle af de der...
Ja.
Og så blev jeg bare ved med at se sådan folk, jeg har sådan gået, haft forskellige musikprojekter med, som jeg ikke har kunne lide, men som... Og det kunne jeg ikke, altså det blev bare loopet bare.
Det er et godt billede også med den der meget sådan, den der måske lidt udfordrende melodi. Jeg har arbejdet på et fedt nyt track. Noget, jeg rigtig godt kan lide ved det der, det er åbenbart meget typisk for sådan slavisk folkemusik, at man synger yee!
Ja.
I slutningen. Og første gang, jeg hørte det, så begyndte jeg at grine, fordi jeg bare blev så glad over det. Jeg synes, det lød så fedt. Det var sådan helt bramfrit. Det synes jeg var rigtig sjovt. Og også twang. Men nu for ikke lige at begå samme sådan fejl, som jeg gjorde sidst, så tænker vi også lige skulle høre noget af...
Det var ikke nogen fejl.
Okay, ikke fejlen, men den sådan halvgode musikjournalistik. Så jeg tænkte, vi også lige skulle høre noget fra dem der Bulgarian Voices, Angel Light.
Jeg som forlider, dem, der findes den her musikgenre. Så nu vil jeg ringe til mine venner og høre om den, og så hører vi et andet nummer.
Man bliver begejstret jo, er det ikke det, du plejer at sige?
Det. Der er mange veje.
Så vi tager lige et mere kort. Men den her gang er der lidt flere stemmer med.
Okay.
Så jeg synes også, det er lidt anderledes. Og det er et nummer, der hedder...
Det er sådan en anden sang, er det ikke?
Jo, det er en meget anden sang. Det er en sang, der hedder Kafal Sviri, som jeg har den fornemmelse af, er sådan et hit med det her kor.
Mm-hmm.
Så den får vi nu, og så kan man høre meget mere af dem til september.
Det var mega fedt.
Var det ikke et hit?
Mega hit. Jeg er også bare sådan der, jeg hører bare alt muligt, man kan ligge nedenunder det, og også bare sådan gør det helt Kanye.
Ja, totalt.
Wow.
Ej, det kunne han godt finde på.
Det kunne han godt finde på. Ellers så kender jeg nogen andre, der kunne så finde på det.
Kate Bush?
Ej, jeg mener bare, det er bare fordi dem i mit band, de har bare set den der dokumentar rigtig meget. Mm. Og så er Mia Milovic og Simine Ramazanali, de er begge to blevet til Kanye.
Hvem skulle have troet? Det er også en drøngod dokumentar. Hold da.
Virkelig.
Hvad skal vi høre?
Ja, fordi vi skal runde af. Jeg fortryder, vi faktisk ikke... fordi det er godt, fordi så er man sikker på, at alle hører det her nummer, for det var pisse fedt. Det synes jeg var det fedeste nummer, vi har spillet i dag. Okay, ja. Men det, jeg vil lave en lille reklame af med de andre, der kommer.
Ja. Ja.
Fordi der kommer nemlig, hvad hedder det, den 3. juni, så holder UMF et arrangement sammen med Halo Plus. Og... Bella og Yongdae og Romina. Og hvad hedder det? Romina, det er en artist, som skal udgive snart.
Mm-hmm.
Jeg kender faktisk ikke Romina. Og Bella og Yongdae er fra Sydkorea. Og så Halo Plus er ligesom en supergruppe med, hvad hedder det, Ryong og Angel Way og, hvad hedder det, Stine.
Ej, hvor fedt.
Ja, så det er et rigtig cute event.
Jeg havde ikke fattet, at det var deres bandnavn. Men det er jo et genialt band.
Det er et rigtig godt... Ja, genialt bandnavn. Jeg vidste ikke, det var deres bandnavn.
Nej, men der er noget nyt hver dag. Ej, det glæder jeg mig til. Wow, hvor fedt. 3. juni?
3. juni. Fedt. Jeg tror, det bliver beboerhuset.
Jamen altså...
Jalla.
Jeg glæder mig.
Ja. Okay.
Men...
men hvor skal vi slutte af? Skal vi så bare...
Jeg har et nummer til foråret, hvis det er.
Okay, hvad er det?
Men det er noget mere Tara Clerken Trio.
Det har vi hørt før. Nu skal vi høre, om vi kan høre før.
Okay, så skal vi høre noget, vi ikke har hørt før.
Okay, men så skal vi høre nu ender vi tilbage til the drama, relationship drama. There was lips, play two, jealousy, time and affection. Okay, skal vi gå tilbage til lande der, hvor det er fair, eller hvor det er all right?
Jeg vil sige fair.
Mm, det siger
jeg. Hvad vil du sige?
Jeg vil også sige fair. Det håber jeg faktisk,
okay, men så er det et enigt studie, der har slået op på side fair. Og siger tusind tak for i dag.
Vi siger tusind tak for i dag. Det var en fornøjelse.
Simpelthen.
Jeg havde troet, jeg skulle være sådan der rigtig eftertænksom og tale med sådan en stemme, for det var sådan, jeg havde det. Fair nok. Her kommer Normani med fair.
Days and counting, I know you're my favorite still. When I say I won't, tell myself I don't, but I always will. Feel the way I feel. You have time to heal, I got time to kill. Playing my mind like I rehearsed it. I know I should repurpose. Ain't no faking her like this, nah. Carry her and all I carry your burdens. Time for me ain't working. I know heartbreak ain't perfect, but is it fair that you moved on? Cause I swear that I haven't. Is it right that you've grown? And I'm still stuck in habits. Cause I'm finding it strange that you're better than average. Hearts didn't break down the middle. Tell me how did that happen? All the ways that she might hurt you. Cause it plays in my mind like I rehearsed it. I know I should repurpose. Ain't no faking her like this, nah. You carry her and all I carry your burdens. Time for me ain't working. I know heartbreak ain't perfect, but is it fair that you moved on? Cause I'm finding it strange that you're better than average. Hearts didn't break down a bit of. Tell me how did that happen?
make no sound. Tiptoe across the floor. If he hears, he'll knock all day. I'll be trapped, and here I'll have to stay. I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friend. Here they come. Follow me. It's not the future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
I started the new version of the Flying Luttenbachers in 2004, I guess, with Mike Green from Burmese, who I just like. I really loved Burmese. I thought they were a great band. I was a fan of Burmese before I was a member of the band.
Right.
And I'm still a fan. But Mike Green and I got along really well, and Mike was a bit of a crude instrumentalist, but he was very disciplined, and aesthetically we got along. We had the same kind of black humor and things like that. So I knew I wanted to work with Mike. I had it in my mind for a while that I wanted to work with Ed Rodriguez.
Right.
He was in a band called Gorge Trio, who were on Skin Graft in the 90s alongside some of my bands.
Who else was in... I remember them...
Gorge Trio was Chad Popple.
Ah, right. That's
And John Dietrich, who now Ed and John are both in Deerhoof.
Right.
And they were in a band called Colossomite before that with Nick Sakes from Bass and Tillman.
Yes.
I wasn't particularly that crazy about either of those bands per se, but I do remember playing a gig opposite of Ed Rodriguez on guitar at some point in the early 2000s and being pretty fucking blown away by his energy and his guitar playing and his approach to the point where I was just like, I kind of went up to him and I went like, I really want to be in a band with you. And he kind of laughed and was like, all right, man, well, you know, call me someday. That sounds cool, whatever. So finally, I moved out to the West Coast and I got stabilized. And I called Ed in Minneapolis and I was like, dude, do you want to come out here and be in the Flying Luttenbachers? He said, yep. And he packed everything up in his minivan and he headed out to fucking West Coast. You know, I mean, he was roughing it for a while. He was like sleeping in his van, showering at the Y and all this stuff. You know, I hope that's not too much information, but that dude was so fucking committed, man. It was unbelievable. It was super inspiring because that guy was kind of the best guitar player I could think of. It was kind of like having fucking Carlos Santana in your band without sucking.
Right.
You know? I mean, it was just like so awesome because his energy was just so explosive and he was so committed to excellence and he was so distinctive. So at that point, though, I was a little like, where am I going to go with this musically?
Yeah.
I don't really know if, like, coming in hard and heavy with this extreme, brutal prog stuff, I don't know if that's the vibe. So the first thing we did was we learned the whole Revenge album.
Uh-huh.
And we did that. We sort of did, like, a retro Revenge set in 2004. And we just played Revenge, like, the 10 songs beginning to end.
Huh.
And those were our first few concerts. as we did it, I started to see where we could go with it, and I started writing new stuff.
Which is almost more like, it has more of like a classical feel.
Good point. The thing about Systems Emerge was that I had heard shit talk from some people who were complaining that it was too complicated, that it was just like a bunch of fucking noise. And I just, every system to me about that made perfect sense. Like, right. It was all transformative and like, well, this is this thing condensed and then transposed.
Right. Well, and you don't also, like, as you were saying with improvised music, you don't have to pick up and on every little thing. I mean, it becomes this field that you can pick what you want.
I was angry that people were saying that I was trying too hard and that my music was too complex. And I kind of got cynical and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the dumbest record and you're not even going to notice. And the concept behind The Void was that I was going to use a very limited amount of motivic material. I was listening to a lot of 20th century classical music at the point. I was going to the library and I was listening to like Bartok, Schoenberg, Messiaen, like this kind of 20th century stuff. And I was really, I was buying a lot of those records for very cheap because a lot of the hippies in Berkeley had them all on vinyl, and the minute they came out on CD, they just dumped all the vinyl.
Right.
It was worth nothing. You could go to Amoeba and buy all the 20th century oeuvre on LP for like $4 or less.
Right.
I would come home every week with like 10 records for nothing. So, you know, that's why I have that whole bottom thing is all 20th century classical, as is this. So, I mean, that's all I have left.
Yeah.
And I paid nothing for these things. So that was super inspiring to me. I started looking at scores. I started thinking more about composition as composition and not like an idiomatic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I thought with The Void, I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to use a limited amount of material and I'm really going to work on transformation, reusing material and using it in subtle ways and transforming it and hiding it and basically using all these sort of processes of, you know, 20th century like composition, or at least first half of the 20th century. That's a very good call. Basically, it is very Bartokian, I think.
Yeah.
With, you know, obviously influences of, like, extreme metal and no wave and all the sort of cantus firmus.
Right, but what comes across is something with a different kind of poise.
Well, thank you. The main chord progression of The Void is stolen from the song Isn't It Time by The Babies.
Don't know it.
It's like a shitty pop song that was on the radio when I was growing up, and it's just that descending line of, you know...
Yeah.
You know, that sort of descending line, it's just this part of this bad pop song, like this pre-chorus part of this pop song. I heard it on the radio and was like, oh, that's so awesome, I have to use that. I mean, a lot of my ideas come from these really weird places where it's just one forgotten part of some shitty song no one cares about. Some drum fill on some bad song becomes a whole composition for me. I mean, I steal a lot of things and I repurpose a lot of music. But to me, that's the game. It's black humor. It's like the joke of it that the whole Void thing is based on this crappy pop song. I love that.
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, because you wouldn't know that. Why would you know it? No one. Whenever I rip things off, almost no one ever recognizes the source, which is sort of the point also. Because I'm not doing it to be cheeky.
Right.
It's just that I'm really influenced by a lot of weird things that are just tiny fragments. They're not even, they're like barely noticeable. Could sit here all day and name weird things. It's kind of beside the point. If I went through all my compositions, I could pick out these little moments and tell you where I got them, and you'd just be like, huh? What are you talking about? So that's just like a game that I play because it's acknowledging my influences and acknowledging the whole body of modern music that really influenced me and inspired me. So anyways, the whole Void thing, I had a few archetypes for it, like Teenage Jesus and the Jerks and black metal and sort of these things, and I just sort of, I basically wrote a suite.
Yeah.
And the suite uses maybe five or six motifs over and over again, and I was really mad. I was just like, all right, it's going to be so dumb, you're not even going to notice, because the dumbness is going to be so sophisticated.
Right.
So I really like that album. I'm really happy with it. And it wasn't really technically, it was a good halfway point between Ed's virtuosity and Mike Green's kind of meat and potatoes, noise rock, self-intuitive thing, and my whole trip. So, I mean, it was a good good interface. We started touring pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
I got more ambitious.
never seen your appetite quite this occupied. Elsewhere is your feast of love.
Exactly. Wow, wow, follow me in a swimming pool. Wow, wow, when you say you're sorry. By day, their lives might be dull and grey. Where am I? What a lovely land, vineyards. Do I see right? Grape clusters close at hand. Dits and grapes, here underneath this foliage green. See what a bunch, what grapes are there to be seen? I once read Donatart, these must be the grapes of art. What's up? How's this? He shan't escape alive, today, I vow. I wonder,
like in it blue, I am doubtful that your love is true.
Call me, call me Mr. Blue. Wow, wow. Sky painted blue. You're my doctor, but I'm not dry. Seen never dry. As you walk through this world, I can watch you in the dark nights. Wait around the bushes, my love. Behold the burning bushes. Watch the flames in the dark, in the shadow, in the dark, my love. I'm just the shadow of tomorrow.
Hej. Hej William. Det her, som vi lyttede til, det var Kelly Moran med et nummer, der hedder Water Music. Og jeg kom sjovt nok til at tænke på, at da jeg så et nummer, at du engang har lavet en plade, der hedder Water Music. Men den lød ligesom ret anderledes, men måske kender du den her plade. Den er ikke så gammel. Klokken den er lige lidt over 8, her hvor jeg er. Og jeg laver onsdagsmixet i den her uge. Og det er ikke live. Og det ved du godt, fordi det har jeg fortalt dig. Men det ved dem, der lytter ikke. Men det er ikke live, fordi at jeg er stadig i Island. Og havde lyst til at sende dig et form for radiofonisk postkort fra byen, som du forlod for nogle uger siden. Og som siden da er blevet ramt af enormt meget sne og mørke og kulde. Klokken er 8, lidt ligesom den er i Danmark, når du hører det her program, men den er 8 om morgenen, og det er faktisk tirsdag. Så jeg har lavet lidt sådan et tidsforskydningsstunt. Og faktisk så lavede jeg mixet, som vi lytter til, i går allerede. Og så besluttede jeg mig bare for at optage sådan et slags kommentarspor til mixet, mens jeg var ude og gå en tur her den her tirsdag morgen, som det er nu. Og jeg håber, du kan høre mig okay, fordi at det er lidt dårligere mikrofonsetup, end vi er vant til, hvis vi er i studien på Christianfeldsgade. Men til gengæld så får man den. Ja, undskyld, jeg er sådan lidt forstyrret, når jeg snakker, men det er fordi, at jeg simpelthen hele tiden går og koncentrerer mig om ikke at vælte. Altså, fordi der er is overalt. Men ja, som sagt, så håber jeg, at jeg går nogenlunde klart og tydeligt igennem. Og ja, man må henvende klager over lyden til redaktions-e-mailen, hvis man føler for det. Men det er morgen, og jeg går mig en tur. Det har jeg gjort de sidste mange morgener. Det er sådan et en desperat indsats for at sætte gang i min dag, fordi at solen står så sent op, og så det er ret svært at stå op med solen, og så prøver jeg at stå op med kulden i stedet for ved at stå op tidligt og gå en tur. Så jeg tænkte, jeg ville tage dig med på den tur nu. Så lytter vi til mixet sammen. Det næste nummer, det kommer nu, og det er med James Ferraro. Det sætter lidt mere gang i tingene, end det første nummer her. Jeg håber, du kan lide det. Ligesom at jeg snakker til dig lige nu, så ruller færgen altså ind i byen. Den sejler virkelig langsomt. En kæmpestor krydstogtfærge. Den hedder MS Nordrønne. Det passer på en måde meget godt til det nummer, vi lige hørte. Jeg forestiller mig lidt sådan, det der kunne være sådan et nummer, der spillede i afdelingen med spillemaskinerne, for eksempel. Jeg har hørt den plade ret meget her de sidste par uger. Jeg tror, det kan handle om, at jeg er gået ind i sådan en fase nu, hvor jeg prøver at søge et arbejde, som jeg kan varetage, når jeg kommer hjem til København lige om ikke så lang tid. Og det er på en måde et album, der